Chapter 5. A Mango. Living in Georgia changed the way Thomas lived his life. He used to eat fried foods, never exercised, and missed work all the time. When he received a new home, he wanted a better life. He now ate fruits and vegetables regularly. He worked out more. Thomas tried to take his work seriously. He was trying to be a better person and use this new location as a new life. Thomas was proud of himself. On his days off, Thomas liked to sit at home and enjoy his backyard. He had a large porch. On that porch, he had a small radio, a table, and a couple of chairs that he could lounge in. On the table, he had a bowl of fruit. Typically, this bowl was filled with mangoes. Thomas thought mangoes were the best fruit he had ever eaten. Thomas had earned enough money that on these days off, the housekeepers would do the housework. Owning a large home required help. Thomas liked the housekeepers. The housekeepers liked Thomas. They had a good working relationship and would joke around all the time. One of these lazy days, though, Thomas had a strange experience. He was sitting out on the porch eating some fruit from a bowl when he heard a strange noise. He turned his head and listened. He heard the noise again. This time it was louder. Thomas listened closer and heard his name faintly being called. He was confused. He called out to whoever was there. Thomas heard laughter and looked around the porch. No one was around. Nothing strange was seen. He was worried and went inside. Thomas found a couple of the housekeepers. He asked them if they had heard anything. They said no and smiled at him. They giggled and Thomas shook his head. He admitted that he was being a little crazy. He shook his head and went back inside. Thomas sat back down and started to relax. He took a deep breath and put his feet up. He rested his head against the table. Then he fell asleep. An hour later, Thomas woke up startled. He heard the sound again. He started to investigate. He looked around the porch. He checked under the porch. He started scanning the backyard. Then he heard the sound again. It was coming from the table. He put his head to the table and realized the sound was coming from the bowl. He put his head to the fruit and heard the voice clearly. Thomas looked surprised. He asked the bowl who it was. The bowl responded, saying that he was a mango and not a bowl. Thomas shook his head in disbelief. I can't be talking to a mango. The mango responded then, asking who he was talking to. Thomas stepped back from the table. Thomas was convinced he was going insane. He heard two voices laughing inside. Thomas went inside and found the housekeepers laughing. They held a small walkie-talkie up. Thomas laughed and shook his head. He walked back to the fruit bowl and reached to the bottom of it. He pulled out the other walkie-talkie and tossed it to the help. They apologized to Thomas. All three of them laughed. Thomas was relieved.